Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Welcome, everybody, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Woo! We made it another week, right?
Yeah.
Another week, and we've missed you guys.
We missed you last week, Derek.
Yes. What was I doing?
I think you had something.
I think I had an orgy.
Oh.
And I was locked away, and I could not make it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
tell us about the orgy, though.
Well, you know.
Or was it really an orgy? You're just trying to make us jealous.
Yeah, well, a little bit. You know, and besides, if I had an orgy, I don't think I could tell because you have to put anything in your mouth. And I just can't admit to that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't have to. You can still do whatever feels comfortable for you.
Well, I thought an orgy. Now, I thank you for the orgy etiquette here because I'm thinking if I'm having an orgy with a group of people, I either suck a pussy or I suck a cock. Isn't that what goes down in orgies?
It could. I mean,
it's not mandatory?
No, I don't think there's any rule. I mean, maybe every group has their own rules. You'd have to check at the door. So when you go to one, you'd have to check with that group what's their rules. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think there's any rules. I haven't really heard about them, but everybody might have their own. I think the biggest thing is respect. If somebody doesn't want to do it with you, you don't do it with them. You know, you still have to be respectful, even in that group setting.
I don't know, but it's an orgy. You know what's going down. You know that there's fucking going down.
Maybe there's a particular person who, will only do certain things, but they're still there, open to do those certain things with anybody, so they're there in an orgy, but they don't want to do everything. So, I mean, I think there's just comfort levels for people.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a regular attending an orgy.
To let you tell it. Another one.
I don't know, but I would say that the one rule I think in almost anything like that is respect. Because we're not, an orgy is different than a porn movie gangbang where, you know, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
You're talking about what you watch in porn movies and then what happens in real life usually isn't the same. You know, or there's someone who's a submissive who's dominant says, you're going to be gangbanged, and then they have to be gangbanged, and they have to do what they're told.
Wow, you talk from such
those
an
are
authoritative
different.
Voice.
But just a general orgy where, you know, you might have kind of like a swinger-type orgy, I think there's going to be conditions as respect.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. I just posted on our Facebook page 10 orgy party rules.
Oh, see, there you go. And there's some rules.
You know what?
So, does any of them say respect?
Just as a recap here, our caption quickly, it says, number one, don't act brand new. Even if you are new to the orgy party setup, don't let everyone else know. Just play it cool. You've all seen an orgy porn scene. Now it's just 3D. Act like you've been there before. Things will go a lot smoother.
Okay.
Number two, get in where you fit in. Don't be shy. It's okay to look around. Says if someone catches your eye, use that charm to get next to her or him.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully, you won't need much.
Because you're there for an orgy.
Sex, that's
right. As long as there's a little connection, probably, you know.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Like, are you breathing? Right? You have a vagina, a penis? Sure, we're down. All right, don't get attached. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Experiment. If you're ever going to be freaky, this is the place.
Oh, that's true.
Leave your hang-ups at home.
Yeah.
Orgy parties are about trying the freakiest sexual. See, that's my point. You're going to get a penis in your mouth.
If you want it.
But
it's the opportunity to do it if you want to do it.
So it says, don't be surprised if two girls want you at once or if a guy wants you to help him out with another chick. Just be in the moment and go for it.
Right.
If you feel it.
Exactly.
Nice. I'm so glad I co-host with Tina. She really educates me on this sex thing here. Number six. We don't forget that. No past interference. Don't disrupt any of the sex going on. Remember, you want to be a cog in the sex machine. You don't want to be a monkey wrench, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, bring a female companion. Number eight, know the party rules.
Yep, check at the door.
Nice,
right?
Yep. Check at the door. Number nine, no cameras in an orgy.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
No, that's, I mean, think about it. Man, that's the, that would be one detriment for me would be, like, is anybody going to film this without my permission? That's awful. Yeah.
How am I not going to remember some of these sexual scenes and things like
just
that?
Just keep it in your head.
Really?
Take a picture with your brain.
Oh, man. That's
yeah,
not...
it's just like a brain picture.
If I've seen the most amazing set of Hooters and I want to text my
no.
buddies.
No.
That's, not cool?
That's never cool. Never,
oh,
ever cool.
Oh, man.
It's never cool to show your friends pictures of the people you've had sex with. That's just never cool.
What's that shit that sharing is caring?
Never heard of it.
Oh, of course not. All right, so number 10 in the top 10 porn rule etiquette is have fun. Sex
right.
is supposed to be enjoyable. Sex with a bunch of people should be even more enjoyable if you're into that sort of thing, so have some fun.
Right.
It may be the only chance you have to experience a good orgy party.
That's true. It's not like they just happen every day. You're walking down the street. Hey, come on in to our orgy. It doesn't usually happen that way.
No.
So have you ever attended an orgy?
I am pleading the fifth on that because I told you I would have to admit to sucking a penis.
No, you wouldn't.
It's
an
orgy.
Again, it says that you do.
Well, I didn't know these
choosing.
Rules. I didn't know these rules at the time.
So you went to one and you were forced to do something.
I plead the fifth. No self-incrimination there, partner.
So you're not going to tell
I am
us.
Not going to tell.
Oh.
I am not going to tell.
Wow. Okay. And that's right? your choice, and I respect that,
thank
Derek.
You. What stays in the orgy club room are done in the orgy club
stays
room stays in the orgy club room. Right.
And that's totally fine. You have to respect Derek and his choice not to tell us.
Yeah.
He's just, like, teasing us, and, you know.
Yeah.
He likes to do that, so.
On a little note
so good.
That's kind of orgy related, in case you didn't know, listeners, anal sex is not banned in Michigan. So
right.
ask fucking for everyone.
I think there was that confusion with that recent, what was it, a few months ago, that law that had some old antiquated laws built into it,
uh-huh.
and they renewed it or added something to it, and so everybody got all pissed. But you're right.
No.
So it's... It might be antiquated laws in there, but they're not enforced. And what was the other thing? Federal law supersedes?
Federal law supersedes it. So pucker up or unpucker, I guess, is better.
Relax your pucker.
Yeah, relax your pucker. It's all good. Thank you, Obama. We can say that was a good thing you did.
Oh, so that's a recent thing in the last 8 years?
That is within
the oversight?
Yes. February 9th, 2016, this article.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's the article, but what about the federal law?
You know what?
Oh.
The federal law, I think, you know, it doesn't say deeply. I'll post the article on our Facebook page, and we can have all those super sexy anal lovers dissect the article. Right?
Find the date of when the federal law went into place to... ban the
puckering,
banning
the puckering
of
the pucker.
Right.
All right. So,
yeah.
news, latest news. What else is going on in the sex world?
Well, you know, that I thought that was really funny. The woman who pleaded guilty to recklessness or neighborhood thing, she was having sex so loud she was shaking her neighbor's furniture.
Now, you know what? That makes me kind of shrink a little bit because I know I don't do that for my girl. I know she does not scream like that. I'm embarrassed now.
But not everybody wants to scream that loud.
I want to hear her scream that
loud. Okay, but a scream is not going to shake the furniture, so it must be loud in other ways. She must be, like, banging furniture or...
My girl doesn't bang the furniture, and you're making me even more depressed.
Oh, Dad.
What the hell am I doing wrong?
So, let us know, people. Do you bang the furniture?
Does your guy or girl with a strap on make you lose your mind? Right? Because the lady kind of lost her mind, right? She was so orgasmic, there was so much pleasure.
I think
right?
she was kind of just a bitch overall. When you read the article, You know, when you read the article, it looks like she was always mean and nasty to her neighbor.
Okay.
So
I'm safe with my male ego.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I think she
no
probably was just
here.
Like, no, I wouldn't worry about that.
Right.
She
okay.
was just,
that's
yeah.
good.
It looks like she was just a bit. But yeah, how loud do you got to be? And was she doing it on purpose? Maybe her guy liked it. Or,
right. This is where we need a soundbite
know.
Of what was that movie when Harry met Sally?
Oh, right.
And a soundbite with Meg
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, because
yeah.
it's totally easy to fake an orgasm.
Oh, God, don't. I don't want to hear fake screaming. That is not good for my ego. This is another thing. It's damaging
yeah.
for me.
Sure, but some people like it. Some people pay for it.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, what do you call phone sex? 1-900, all those numbers.
I thought they were really getting off when I talked to them.
You talked to them?
I talked to them. I mean, I interact with them.
The men?
No, the women. You know,
women don't call the phone.
No, I call. I call the
phone. Oh, you call
and
the
I engage
sex
in these conversations.
Oh, yeah. She's, no,
she's really
I'm
not
sorry.
Taking her panties down and diddling herself?
No, we're not.
Damn it.
You know, sorry about that. I'm bursting your bubble.
First,
man.
You take away my ass-to-mouth fetish.
I don't take it away.
Well,
I just offer an opportunity
know.
To make it safer. Healthier.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
okay.
That's it. This
all
is
right,
very
okay.
Yeah, but
education,
you know,
people.
Yeah,
education.
But, you know, the stuff on the phone is really hilarious because some people just want to would call me and all they want to do is listen to me moan. So boring. I get like a sore throat. It just be
really?
So boring.
You
yeah.
didn't really interact with yourself on the phone call?
No, never.
Oh, that's bullshit. And I'm paying $3.99 a minute for what?
For the fantasy.
Oh. I'm going to go to Pornhub.
Okay,
that's
Pornhub is awesome.
Right?
Okay, that is like
Pornhub.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
I love X-Hamster.
Oh, X-Hamster's good.
X-Hamster's good, but Pornhub, if you want something freaky, if you're looking for the freaky stuff, you got to go to Pornhub. Oh, my God. Okay, so I got sex hypnotized on Pornhub a couple weeks ago.
Sex hypnotized?
Yeah, so
nice.
We're like,
nice.
So we're looking up, me and my guy, we're looking up, erotic hypnosis, because I'm learning to be a hypnotist
erotic.
Right now. So
oh,
I'm like, yeah,
shit.
I'm studying hypnosis. So
okay.
I'm looking at erotic hypnosis. So we go to Pornhub and we find there's a whole bunch of it there. Okay. But one particular one we started watching, and I think we really got hypnotized. But then my phone died, right? The battery died. So, you know, we're fooling around and all that. But then the whole rest of the day, I was feeling really weird. And the next day, I had to go back to the video and watch the rest of it to take me out of the erotic
get hypnosis.
Get
the fuck out. We
no,
watched
I swear
it. Can
God.
We put that link on our Facebook page?
Yeah, we'll
no,
do it.
Good.
Great.
That's
I'm not even
good.
Joking. I know I'm admitting something kind of crazy. Like, whoa. But, you know, we get raw and real here on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. So this
right.
erotic hypnosis thing was crazy. And
right,
it was, okay, it had a, it was a rainbow, and it was a rainbow swirl. So you're, like, watching the rainbow swirl, and then there's this word, you know, taking you into the hypnosis, the script, and all of that. And I think it really did hypnotize us.
Really?
Yeah.
That is
and it really did. It really did probably enhance that moment, too, a little bit. I'd say
yes.
It was kind of interesting.
Okay. Well, I did post some erotic hypnosis from my favorite website, Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Now, many people disagree with Wikipedia, but I believe it's like religion.
What do you mean, like religion? I don't understand, Derek.
It's the truth.
Oh, religion is not true.
Religion? What?
Oh, my God. Religion is,
oh
there's no
God.
Truth in religion. So,
there you go again. No ass eating. Now you're telling me religion is false. Next you're going to tell me Santa Claus is not real.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, shit. I'm over. I need a porno to watch right now. Oh, my God. So hopefully you guys find something interesting in these articles.
Well,
I'm gonna
post that specific one because I have to
oh,
say it was pretty good. Now, what was funny is when we first started listening to it, I said, "Oh my God, my voice would be better than this one on here."
You're
well, thank
you're
you. So there may be. So I may do some erotic hypnosis videos myself.
Oh my God!
I know.
And you
so
can find
fun.
Them on. Right.
I don't know where.
You need a website.
Oh, yeah, I'll put them out there sometime, or who knows. I mean, I don't know when I'm going to do it.
$4.99?
No, I don't
for
know.
For 5 minutes?
Oh, no way. That's too cheap.
Oh, my God. She's a pro. I forgot. Oh, my God. Okay, what else is in sex news?
Oh, I don't know.
What about the workers?
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
The question that I asked Tina earlier was, are you ever too poor where your vagina is unworthy?
And I said, no, gosh, never.
Never, right?
Never.
So these workers that work in a government subsidized.
This is public housing.
Public
workers,
housing, right?
They were raping women, though.
Oh, they were raping.
Yeah.
Oh,
they were assaulting them and trying to force them to have sex in order for them to do repairs at their house.
I thought they were propositioning. I'll fix your microwave if you give me a little bit of beaver.
Well, they were doing that, but in a more forceful way. They've been charged criminally. There's like an $8 million loss settlement with these people who were harassed.
That's terrible.
But bartering for repairs with your handyman, I think, is all good. Now, it's not okay to force people,
right?
But sex for barter, absolutely.
I think I had a fantasy that I was a cable man once or twice. Do you know what I mean? The wife comes down the stairs in the flowing robe. She sees you and says, hey, I need a little extra cable in my guest bedroom.
Right?
And you get it on. It's a good thing, right?
Yeah. See? You've been watching a lot of porn, haven't you,
Greg? I grew up on porn.
Did you really?
Yes, I grew up on porn.
Oh, my God.
We didn't have the Disney Channel growing up. It was the Playboy Channel. It was, in fact, this is how I got a sense of smell. I was watching a porno when I was a kid, and it was this program called Electric Blue, right? I'm kind of dating myself. It's an older series, right? But this lady is...
You're younger than me.
This lady was riding a bicycle, and then when she got the bicycle, the guy smelled the bicycle seat. And I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I got right in it, you know? Got right in it.
Nice. All right.
What else you got?
So I just posted all. You know what? You can't. Facebook does not allow you to link over to Pornhub.
Uh-oh. Sorry,
I was trying to post a link to Pornhub, but you can't do it. So it was, okay.
Is there a tag name or something else you can have them look at?
Well, you can just go to Pornhub and type in erotic hypnosis and then look for the swirly rainbow.
Erotic hypnosis on
and a
porn.
Swirly rainbow.
Rainbow.
So we'll just tell people that later, but apparently Facebook frowns on posting links to this site.
Oh,
but then if we paid them and wanted to advertise to people interested in sex, They would let people do that because, you know, they're all about the money, right?
Yeah, I see the swirl, man. It's
I know.
Can I watch
I've
it while I'm doing this?
No, it might not be a good idea to be a meditation later.
Might not be safe for somebody.
Uh-oh. You'll be heading up to that sexy nap room.
To let you know that IntraFusion has just installed a sex room. No, just
I mean,
a
nap room.
A nap room.
I'm the one who was saying.
No sex in the nap room.
Yeah.
Just napping.
What? Oh,
okay.
So guys, let's talk about bartering for sex.
Barter.
That was interesting, right?
Okay.
Because I think it's okay to barter for sex. What do you think?
Well, you know, I can't see it really being a bad thing. Right? Like, say, you know, if someone comes into IntraFusion, hey, I'll give you a blowjob for a stack of books. Sure.
Right.
Why not?
I know, right?
It's not a bad little deal.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it should be illegal.
Right. But
I have to tell you a story.
Okay.
Okay. I can't give too much detail because.
You never do. You're a tease.
It wasn't my story either.
Oh. Okay.
So years ago, my dad, he was a maintenance supervisor for the school system. So they have all these, you know, repair guys they work with, and they work with outside agencies, and people might moonlight and do other jobs.
Okay.
So anyway, he's friends with somebody who tells him a story about, hey, oh my God, I just got a blowjob doing this over at this chick's house I don't remember what he was doing. Like, I think installing tile or something, right? But turns out, and the husband's like in the yard, right? Like, so this repair guy's, like, in the kitchen standing, can see out the window that, like, the husband's out in the yard. But this is, so my dad's hearing the story. And what the guy's saying about the woman, because, you know, there's, like, specific things about this person, turns out we know her. It's, like, a friend of the family. And I was I'm like, that is, because he was like, oh, he's over on this road. And my dad's like, oh. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like, and we always wondered, like, where she gets certain things or how she manages them stuff.
Maybe she needs some books. What's her address?
Well, this was a long time ago.
Oh,
I don't know if she's still into that or not. And I can't say things about her because, like, who knows? Someone could listen and know and put it together and stuff. But I thought it was the greatest story ever.
Cool.
And
pretty
I think
cool.
I was, I might have still even been a teenager, maybe in college, when that happened. And then, and I remember thinking, like, that is so cool. And that's before I ever did phone sex or anything else. And so I just thought it was so awesome.
That is pretty cool. A cool lady.
I right. know. Right. My respect for her went way up.
Absolutely.
Work it, people. You know, take advantage of it, I say.
Yes. Okay. So we are moving right along here to the question, how do you usually feel after you've had relaxed, sad, confident, indifferent, playful?
Are you doing like a quiz online?
You know,
what is
I'm thinking.
For? Is there more questions after this?
I'm sure
this?
There are, but you got to play along with me.
So, well, only
how
one.
How do you feel after a good thrusting?
I don't know. Probably, it depends. Probably relaxed, maybe. Because now I've become like a guy. Sometimes I like to take a nap afterward, right?
Oh, my God.
No, right? Yeah. Okay. So,
No.
Okay. So my main squeeze guy, it used to be he'd be like, oh, my God, I have to take a nap, right? He's like so tired. So I would set the alarm, and I'd be doing other things like, ouch, hit my hand. I stabbed myself the other day. So I'd be like, okay, time to wake up. Come on, next, right? But then, I don't know, after some time, it's like, oh, let me just take a nap too. So now we both just take naps. Like, and then wake up, okay, next. But
yeah, I need a
now
little
I take
bit of
naps.
Recharge, man.
Yeah, now I take naps afterwards.
I go all out. You know what I mean? Every session, I go all out. I don't skimp, you know? And so it's a lot of time, and so I need to recharge my battery, so a couple hours. Plus, I'm 44.
Oh, a couple hours?
I need a couple
hours.
We can
take, like, a
20-minute
nap.
Oh, shit. That's a marathon. Screw that shit, man. I need a nap. I need a blanket. Maybe some more milk.
We just take naps. Like, except for after we were hypnotized. I don't even know how long we took a nap for afterward, because then suddenly it was like the whole day was gone or something. It was like 5 o'clock. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
We're like hypnotized. It was weird.
So you need some discretion in watching the hypnotizing
exactly.
video, right? Don't do it while you're driving, for sure. So listen,
right.
Okay, so I'm gonna
say relax.
So choose an edible aphrodisiac: avocado, oysters, chocolate, tea, strawberries, or honey.
You know, I love oysters, but they usually don't. I usually don't eat oysters in sex, so I would. I don't know.
Oysters remind you of a labia, right?
Yeah, but I just eat barbecued oysters a lot, but they're really good.
Okay.
But I don't ever have sex. I don't know. I don't think of them that way. I would say chocolate or strawberries. What do you think?
I would say I like pussy eating, so I would say oysters.
But do you eat oysters to get aroused? The aphrodisiac
yeah,
would be
I do.
Like, oh, you do?
Fuck yeah. Oh. Right.
I don't know.
All
well, right. You put it.
Let's
you answer
oysters.
Them.
Okay.
You
now, this
answers.
One. You have to do this one. Pick the kinkiest item you'd bring into the bedroom. Copy of the Kama Sutra. Anal beads.
I have anal
whip,
beads. I have a whip.
Cock ring?
No, I don't have one of those.
Handcuffs?
I don't use those. I hate any cuffs.
What about a sex swing?
I don't own one, but those are kind of fun.
What would you put for that?
I would say for me, the whip.
Dominatrix never dies. Choose a word that could be used in a sexual or suggestive way. Throbbing, penetrate, sucking, moist, licking, or squeeze.
All of the above.
You can only pick one, I think.
Well, you pick.
Licking. All right. Finally, what's the sexiest thing someone could call you during sex? Ethereal sex nymph, sexy McRiblet, tripod babe, cum monster?
Oh my goodness.
Booty punisher?
Oh my goodness.
Or zaddy?
That would call me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't even know. I don't like any of those, to be honest.
Well, you got to pick one.
I don't want to pick one.
Would you just pick one?
I think Booty Punisher is hilarious, so let's use that one.
All right. Let's see here.
Your results. What'd you get?
Let's see. We can guess what gets you off most during sex. Nipple stimulation. Is that true of you?
And it's true for me.
That's true for me, too.
Oh!
I love the nipple, right?
Wait, wrong hand.
Right?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
You seriously enjoy having your nipples played with. Nothing wrong with having a little areola fun. Right?
Now, how did they get that from those weird questions?
I don't know. The internet's amazing. Everything on it is true.
And it might be listening to us. You know, do you have your microphone and video turned off on your computer?
No.
Then your computer is listening and watching you all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
So when I do my little business, it's watching me too?
Yep.
What do they do with the footage?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, most of it's used for marketing purposes. Have you ever just been sitting there talking, having a conversation with somebody, and then suddenly the pop-up ads are about the topic you're talking about?
Yeah, all the time.
That's because your computer is listening to you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got to disable your microphone. Look, I've got all these smiley face stickers on top of my video cam, my webcam. People are not going to watch me secretly.
Oh,
so, right. So these programs are, some of those programs really are listening to what you're doing. Now, they want to know so then they can give you the right ads, okay? But who knows what else could happen with that stuff in the future?
I don't get the information that I really talk about. Ass eating.
Well, maybe there is no product. Oh, my God, there's a niche for you to create a product to people interested in that.
And we need ass-eating internet banners.
I mean, what kind of product would you sell to an ass-eater? Create a product.
Napkin.
You're grossing me out now. Sorry.
All right, so not napkin.
Oh, my God. Because we already sell wipes, right? You can make specific wipes to clean the ass before you lick it.
Oh, this is true.
And condoms that are a different kind of condom.
Right.
So you can take it off right away.
Right. I don't know.
Oh, my God. A condom with a little, like, scrubby sponge on the end. And you
oh, my God, this is good. All right, so you got a condom with a scrubby.
You're going to scrub the end of your condom so you have anal sex and it cleans out the ass for people.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Give me a problem. I am extremely creative.
Nice.
So
that is good. So who do we need, Trojan to represent that? We need a shout-out to Trojan. With the ass-scrubbing condom scrubbing on the
end. That's so great. He's got a little soap. Got a little, like, I don't know. Maybe it's, oh, my God, no. It's like it's not a condom. It's like a little mitt. It's a mitt. No, it's not a super. It's a mitt. Like, you put your penis in the mitt. That's like a little scrubby mitt. And then you get a little, little water.
Oh, my God. Yes. We are also very creative on Sex Talk.
Oh, my God. This is like a real – I'm going to find out if there's a real product like
this
that.
You know what? This is the first time you've really joined me in this whole ass thing.
I'm not into it, but
I know, but you know what? You supported me. That means a lot to me. That means a lot. We are bonding, sister.
And there's always ways to look for ways to make money. Right?
Yes.
Create products that fit a niche.
Yes.
So
there
we go.
This is good. All right.
Well, I think we're done with my
I think we're done. I'm worked up. I'm worked up. I learned a lot today.
Oh, my goodness. Join us next week.
When we'll talk about something else that will stimulate your fancy.
Yes. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself and enjoy someone else.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Peace out.